Welcome to installment 135 of Sefer HaMitzvot from the Rambam. Today's portion contains three commandments. We will once again discuss positive commandment 127, the commandment to separate Maaser, a tithe from one's crops, and give it to the Levite. Positive commandment 128, the commandment to separate Maaser Sheni, a second tithe, and then eat it in Jerusalem. And prohibition 152, also associated with this second tithe, Maaser Sheni, here the commandment is that after having redeemed this food in order to spend the money for food in Jerusalem, one is prohibited from spending it on anything other than food or drink. Positive commandment 127 is the commandment to separate Maaser, or the first tithe, from produce. This, as we have mentioned, takes place after the Truma, the portion which is separated for the Kohen, which is approximately 2% of the produce. One-tenth of the remainder is separated to be given to the Levi, the Levite, and this is known as Maaser, as we have discussed over the last few days. Positive commandment 128 involves Maaser Sheni, a second tithe which must be given. This is in the following order. After the 2% has been taken off for the Kohen, and then 10% of the remainder has been taken for the Levite, 10% of the remaining portion must be separated and sanctified as Maaser Sheni. This Maaser Sheni is not given to any particular group, such as the Levites or the poor. This Maaser Sheni can be eaten by the owner, but it must be eaten only in Jerusalem. The person must carry all of these crops to Jerusalem to be eaten there in a sanctified state, not in a state of impurity, and all in Jerusalem by the Beis HaMikdash. This commandment of Maaser Sheni is derived from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14, verse 22. The verse there states, Aser ta aser, eis kol tvas zarecha, hayetzi hasadeh shana shana. You should certainly tithe all of the seed crops which your field will produce each and every year. The Rambam states that the repetition, shana shana, is interpreted by the Sifri. Now, why is it specified that every year one must bring the tithes? That since it is understood that every mitzvah applies eternally, why does it have to mention every year? This is to teach us that the crops from a certain year must have the tithes taken from that particular crop, not from the crops of a previous year or a successive year, that each year the tithes must be taken. And this applies, furthermore, says the Sifri, to all different types of tithes, all types of maestres, as the verse states, aser ta aser, mentioning twice the word maaser, the word tithe. Therefore, we learn that all sorts of tithes must be taken in that same year. This maaser sheni is not taken every single year. The Trum and the Maaser is always taken. However, the Maaser Sheni is dependent on the various stages of the seven-year Shemitah cycle. On the first and second, and the fourth and fifth of the seven-year cycle, Maaser Sheni is taken. On the third and the sixth year of the cycle, instead of taking the Maaser Sheni, which is eaten in Jerusalem, Maaser Oni is taken, the poor person's tithe, and that is not eaten by the owner, but rather given to the poor to be eaten, not only in Jerusalem, but to be eaten anywhere. The seventh year, of course, is the Shemitah, the year in which the land lies fallow. The Rambam quotes the verses which give the various details involving this commandment. That first of all, that it must be eaten in the place that God will choose as dedicated to His name, which of course means Jerusalem. Furthermore, room for exception is made. That is, it states in verse 24, if the journey is too great for you, and God your Lord has blessed you, that the place that He has chosen as a site, meaning the place of Jerusalem, is too far for you to carry your food there, you may redeem this tithe. This is called the pidyon, that by redeeming this food, one is allowed to spend the money in Jerusalem. He has therefore released these food, the food which was separated as Maaser Sheni, made it normal food, everyday food, which he can eat in his home. The money thereby becomes sanctified, and he must spend the money in Jerusalem on various types of food. When he does this, he must add a chemesh, add one-fifth of the total. For example, if a person has 100 pounds of crops, he must add 25 pounds. The total of 125 will indicate that the 25 is one-fifth of the total. This is derived from the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 31. The Rambam further declares that this commandment applies only in the land of Israel, as it is stated in the tractate Maaser Sheni. In order to eat the Maaser Sheni, one must be in the times that the temple is in existence. This, the Rambam states, is derived from the comparison to the law of the firstborn animal, that the firstborn animal is mentioned in this portion of Maaser Sheni. And just as we know that the firstborn of the animals can be eaten only at the times of the Beis HaMikdash, of the temple, so too the Maaser Sheni can only be eaten at the times of the temple. However, even today, the prohibition against eating Maaser Sheni still applies, and therefore one must be careful, as applying to Truma and Maaser, that Maaser Sheni has been accounted for in any food which comes from the land of Israel. It must be redeemed with a silver coin and with other details which can be learned by consulting a competent halachic authority. The Ramban, Nachmanides, explains why God commanded us to bring this Maaser Sheni to Jerusalem. He states that we will be inspired by the sight of Jerusalem, that by entering the holy city and seeing the service and the sacrifices which take place there, and the great spirit of holiness which penetrates the entire populace of the Jewish people, a person will be inspired and elevated, and thereby able to return to his home in a higher, elevated state of holiness. The Rabbeinu Yehuda points out that in addition, rich people will be encouraged to send their children to study Torah in the city of Jerusalem, that since they are rich, and they have so many crops, and therefore so much Maaser Sheni to eat in Jerusalem, it will be impractical for them to eat it in Jerusalem in a short period of time. Therefore, they will be encouraged to send their children to study and live in Jerusalem, and thereby be able to eat their Maaser Sheni in holiness. Prohibition 152 also relates to Maaser Sheni, in fact, to the money which has been used to redeem the Maaser Sheni. This money may be used only for the purposes of eating. And one that uses this money for any other purposes is transgressing this prohibition. The prohibition derives from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verse 14. There the declaration a person makes regarding his removal of different sorts of tithes is given in front of the Beis HaMikdash. And the person describes the Maaser Sheni that he's not eaten it in mourning or separated unclean, and v'leinosati mimeno lemeis, which literally means, I have not given it to the dead. This, the Rambam explains, that he has not given it to the dead, he has not used this money for the purposes of a burial. As the Sifra states, that I have not used it to buy a casket or to buy shrouds, tachrichin. That even though helping out in a burial is a mitzvah, is a positive act, nevertheless the Maaser Sheni may not be used for any other purposes outside of the purpose of consumption, or eating, or drinking. The verse then mentions that I have not given it for the purposes of the dead, not to say that that's the only purpose for which one may not use Maaser Sheni, but to stress that even in such an important case, one may not use Maaser Sheni, and certainly for a less important case. If a person has used Maaser Sheni for some prohibited purpose, the Rambam mentions in Sefer HaMitzvahs that Yechol Kenegdei, that he must eat a corresponding portion, a corresponding amount, which he would normally have been required to eat, he must still use that in Jerusalem for the purposes of food. If he has taken, for example, $100, which should normally have been used for Maaser Sheni, and has used it for some other purpose, he must buy $100 worth of food in Jerusalem and eat it there in a pure state. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam gives another implication of this expression of the Chumash, that one may not give the money of Maaser Sheni to a dead person, or for the purposes of the dead. This, that Rambam explains, can be derived from the earlier section which we discussed in chapter 14 of Deuteronomy. The verse states, what may one use this Maaser Sheni for? You may use it for your grain, wine, and oil. In other words, physical things. This, the Rambam says, are things which are for use only of a living person. Only a living person can have benefit from food, and a dead one cannot. And therefore, the verse states, "V'lo nasati mimenu l'meis," that don't make it as if you've given it to a dead person, as if it's a useless act. That if one has used the money of Maaser Sheni for anything other than food, it is a useless act. It's as if you have given something to a dead person for which he has no use. Therefore, it must be used only for the purposes of food. Why did the Torah command us to bring the Maaser Sheni to Jerusalem and use it only for food? Perhaps the Torah should command us to use this money for the purchase of holy books or holy objects. Why may we use it only for food and nothing else? One possible explanation is that if we would use it for other things, we would be recognizing our gratitude to God for having given us our produce. However, our eating and our physical enjoyment remains just that of physical enjoyment. However, when we take our physical eating and physical drinking and use that as a means of thanking God, it is taking the physical and purifying it and raising it up. We are in fact serving God with our eating and drinking. Our eating and drinking becomes a commandment, a positive mitzvah. And if we do not use this money for eating and drinking, we are transgressing a prohibition. This must be used for eating and drinking, because in this case, the mitzvah is eating and drinking. And therefore, we are prohibited from using it for any other purpose. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.